Tut-tut. allowing all of the experiences that might be passing through. Just simply accepting those experiences, allowing them their space, allowing them to be as they are. Just let yourself be with yourself. Just gently, just being you, the one for whom all these experiences are. Just be yourself. The mind doesn't really need to focus on you. It can be having whatever thoughts it's having. But you are simply being you. Not the objectifiable experiences that are coming and going. Experiences of the body, different parts of your body, sounds in the environment. Thoughts passing through your mind. Feelings, emotions. You can differentiate those from your own simple presence, allowing all of those things to come and go as they do. Just remain as yourself. Means that the ahankara, that I notion, is now not attached to an experience that's coming and going. The I thought is landing just on me. The I am thought is not landing on an emotion or on the physical body. Or a memory, or a perception, it's resting only in me. I'm just relaxing as myself, letting all of the changing experiences have the freedom to come and go. I'm just remaining quietly as myself. I'm not asking anything of the experiences. I'm not asking them to come or to stay or to go. I'm accepting them, welcoming them as they are. Well, I simply abide as myself. I remain as myself. offering no resistance to the experiences. With a gentle focus on yourself. Recognize that the experiences, the emotions, the feelings, the thoughts, the perceptions, not only don't change you in any way or touch you in any way, they absolutely cannot do that. Just notice that reality. For me to just be myself, my mind has had to differentiate itself from me. For instance, if my mind is worried, my mind has to be able to differentiate the worried emotion, which is known to me, which shines in my awareness. It has to be able to differentiate itself, that emotion, from me. Subject, object. Having done that subject-object differentiation, now I just allow that worry, that experience to be as it is, just for the moment. And I just abide as myself, the subject. The one who's been differentiated from that experience. There is psychologically a big difference between myself identified with an emotion or experience. I am worried, I am upset. That's one state. Psychologically very different from recognizing myself and recognizing the worried state of mind. There's a differentiation. Now I'm saying accept the worried state of mind and just be yourself. no resistance, simply be yourself in a way. I'm saying no resistance to Ishwara, no resistance to the creation the way it is at this moment. You just be yourself, the one for whom this experience is, if I want to say it that way. Can say don't cling to any experience. Let it be. Give it its own space to be. You just be yourself. Again, just give all experience the right to be. Letting go of any clinging. All experience has its place in the universe, allowing it to be. Letting go. You just be yourself. Focus gently just on your own presence. Just now being your own presence that you are. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Tat Sat. Om.